Good Sunday morning, and welcome to the Sunday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I am a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. This morning, as I spend time with God, I'm continuing in the devotional journal, Walk This Way. And each day throughout the month, we'll be looking at something different the Bible says about the way we ought to live our life, or the way we walk through this journey of life. Today's topic is walk a path of goodness. Solomon writes about obtaining wisdom, and if you can recall and know the story of Solomon and his request of God to have wisdom to rule Israel fairly, you realize this is a man who not only had wisdom, but the Bible says he had more wisdom than anyone in the entire world ever had, and really ever has since. Now, if you know the story of Solomon, you realize that there came a point in his life where he quit using it, or at least cut way back on using the wisdom that God had given him. He began to compromise with the world. And yet, as Solomon writes, he says that we should walk a path that is just and right and fair, a good path. God has told us, and the scripture teaches us, he says, you know, what is it that's required of you? But to walk justly, to love mercy, to do justice, to walk humbly with your God. As we walk this path of goodness, we discover that it comes from being in tune with God. That it comes from doing the things that God would want. Yesterday we talked about walking a path of freedom and staying within the boundaries of God's Word. Walking a path of goodness follows that same path. The subtitle of the devotional journal is Finding Your Path in Christ. And so all of these topics that we'll be looking at during these 31, 32 days is are topics that are related, because they're really all about the same path, a path in Christ. And so walking a path of goodness says I'm seeking that which is right, seeking that which is just, seeking that which is fair. Jesus taught a number of parables about treating people fairly and honestly, about not doing things that would show favoritism or prejudice. You see, we have dishonest dealings with one another often in two different perspectives. One, we treat people worse than others because of what they look like or how they act or how much money they have or what they can do for us. Or can't do for us, I should say. We look at the negative side of everything, and so we treat those people worse. We mistreat them at times. And in a broad sense, we often would refer to that as prejudice. But on the flip side, there are those that we treat better than everybody else. And sometimes for some of those same reasons. Because they're more like us than everyone else. They agree with us more than anyone else. They can do more for us than anyone else. And most of us, as we spend time with God, as we understand His laws, we get the idea that prejudice is wrong. It's sinful to treat people worse than other people just because of who they are. Is failing to recognize them being a creation of God in His image. But sometimes we have a little difficulty realizing that God also talks fairly strongly about showing favoritism and how sinful that is. About treating people better than others. Because, well, they're more like us. They can do more for us. They have a better home, a better car, a better education, a better income. They can give more to what I want and what I like. In the church, sometimes it ends up that those who have the money and are perceived to be those that give the most, get the most say. And God says, that's sinful. That's wrong. That's showing favoritism. You read the book of James, and he talks about the rich and how wrong it is to show favoritism to them, because so often within the Christian circles, the Christian context, they're using that wealth to oppress, to bully, to get their way. Now, it isn't a blanket condemnation of wealth. God provides wealth to those that He has gifted to be generous. And the Bible's pretty clear as you read through it, through the life of Jesus, that we are each entrusted with different gifts, different abilities, and different incomes. And so it's not the difference that matters. It's how we choose to use it. And so as we spend time praying about walking a path of goodness, the other element that I introduce on Sunday mornings during these broadcasts is the weekly prayer guide that I publish. And this week we're looking at, each day we'll be looking and praying about something different, about living a life of praise. The psalmist writes, and the book of Psalm concludes with this incredible chapter of praising God. And probably a familiar verse that says, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. As we prepare to gather and worship God today, and whether we're doing that in a church building or at home or with our family, it ought to be a praise of God that flows from our worship of Him every day. And so this week, as we spend time praying, and you can find that prayer guide on the Impact Prayer Ministry website. There's a tab for prayer guides, impactprayerministry.com. Also on the Impact Prayer Ministry Facebook page, a link to that prayer guide is posted. And I post each morning an excerpt or a highlight out of that particular day's. On Sundays, it's a highlight out of the introduction. And then the rest of the week, it's each day's prayer focus. And these aren't designed to be written prayers. I like to call them starting points, and to help guide you in living a prayer life that's what I call beyond the list, that you're praying scripture, you're praying about spiritual needs and topics in your life, in addition to praying for the sick and the shut-ins and the hurting, the lonely, the ones that we often think about if we think about praying for someone else. And so as we consider those two topics this morning of walking a path of goodness and living a life of praise, I think they kind of go hand in hand. When I write the prayer guides, I really never look ahead to see what the Sunday morning devotion topic is going to be, and God seems to always mesh them together well. And it really shouldn't be a surprise, because they're both all about Him. and to think as we walk this path that is just and right and fair. We do so in a way that brings praise and glory and honor to God. God's desire is that we would lift up Jesus, that we would make Him known. We're not going to do that very effectively if we're not treating people fairly, if we're not practicing and walking with justice, living a life that is just, that's honest. To live a life that is right. Typically, the people around us have a pretty good idea of how Christians ought to live. And because of that, we often get the label of hypocrite. And while we like to bristle and that term kind of rubs us the wrong way, I think sometimes it rubs us the wrong way because it's more truthful than we would like it to be. And as we walk this path of goodness, as we walk this path that is right and just and fair, one of the first, and I think the first topic in this series through this devotional book was walking a blameless path. And it isn't that it's necessarily going to stop people from calling us or referring to us as a hypocrite, but as we walk a path that is right and just and fair, those accusations don't stick. The people that hear that say, well, that's not him. That may be others, but that's not him. That's not her. They're walking a path that is the same as what they proclaim. They may or may not like it, but when they see that it's consistent, that my rules, so to speak, my things that I require and request and teach and share and ask them to follow are the same as what I'm following. One of the things when I plan prayer events and prayer conferences is I'll say up front, if we gather and we spend a lot of time talking about prayer and good things and all of that and never pray, I failed. The prayer isn't simply something we talk about, or at least it shouldn't be. It's something we ought to do. And the same is true with all of the things that we talk about with our coworkers, with our family members, about living a Christian life. If we talk about treating people fairly and we don't do it, well, then if the tag of hypocrite may fit. If we talk about living an honest life and we cheat people, if we talk about kindness and goodness and we spout off the fruit of the Spirit of love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control, and we don't live with those things, well, it might be legitimate as to why the world around us says, I'm not buying it. It's just words. But when we begin to live a life that is right and just and fair, we put those elements of the fruit of the Spirit into practice in our life, the light of Jesus shines in such a way that He is lifted up and many will be drawn to Him. So today, as we pray, I would encourage you to ask God to help you examine your life for how it is that you're doing it, living a life of that is right and just and fair, of walking that path of goodness. And as you do so, live a life of praise. join with all creation and let everything, including you, that has breath, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Would you spend some time this morning praying with me? Father, thank you that you're a God that has called us to a life, to a path that walks with you. And you've not only called us to that path, you've given us instruction and guidance and help to walk that path. And God, today as I pray about walking a path of goodness, may we look to your word to know what a good path is. And as we look at your word and discover a path that is right and just and fair, help us to examine our life for anything that isn't right, that we would repent and have it removed. To examine our life for anything that isn't just, for anything that isn't fair, for any element of prejudice and any element of favoritism. And Father, as we find those things that shouldn't be, help us to fully repent and just get rid of them. And not just get rid of them, but to replace them with the fruit of your Spirit. That we would, rather than live unfairly, rather than live without justice, rather than live in ways that are not right, rather than live in favoritism and prejudice, that we would live in love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. And Father, as we live with such things, that the world would see Jesus in and through us. Father, as we gather to worship you, whether it's with a large group, whether it's with a small group, whether it's just gathering with you to worship you, may we seek this path that is right, good, and just. A good path. May we follow this path of goodness and praise of you. This week, as we spend time with you and praying and asking you to increase our praise, may it reflect Jesus in everything that we do. Father, I continue to pray for our example to the children among us. As so many schools are wrestling with how to return to classes and a lot of them doing a virtual or e-learning start, and some doing a combination of both, and some attempting to go back to in-person classes soon. I pray that this wisdom that you've promised would be poured out among those making decisions for schools. God, I pray that our children would recognize the value they have to us. They would see in us a person that's walking a path of goodness. And we would teach and train them what that looks like, and not just what it looks like, but what it is. Father, as we work with our children, as we model your example, your love, your presence within us, may we be very deliberate in teaching them what is right. Very deliberate in teaching them what is just. Very deliberate in teaching them what is fair. And God, as we teach our children, may we help them in the times they stumble, just as you help us in the times we stumble. May we lift them up. May we encourage them. May we give them the tools needed to always find the path that is walking with you. Father, today as we walk the path before us with Christ, may we lift Him up in all things, that many would be drawn to Him and to find that path also. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Sunday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time. I thank you so much for joining me. I do want to remind you, if you've not, if you know about it, and to let you know if you've not seen it yet, next Sunday evening, August 16th, at 6:30 p.m., I will be leading an outdoor gathering of prayer on the property of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana. As announced in the event page for it on Facebook, this will be a gathering of prayer. It's not a gathering of listening to people pray. It's not even really a gathering about learning or hearing about prayer. It's a gathering for people to come together and pray. This will have a back-to-school focus. And so about every 5 minutes or so during the prayer gathering, I will announce a new topic or focus point, and just have everybody gathered together praying. And you can pray from your vehicle. I have a system set up so you can hear the topics. You can bring lawn chairs and sit outside and pray and talk to God. And just an encouraging time, a concert of prayer as everybody's praying with a similar focus as we move through the evening. And again, that's next Sunday evening, August 16th at 6:30 p.m. More information again on the Facebook page of Impact Prayer Ministry. Definitely you're invited and welcome to join us as we pray specifically for the schools and children and families as we head back to school. Again, thank you for joining me. I do pray that your day today is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.